listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. Proof we're reining in our spending. New ABS data shows retail sales rose just 0.2% last month, with the RBA's aggressive rate hikes beginning to take effect. Since November last year, total retail sales are down by more than $700 million. It comes as new stats show a third of Aussies had to lean on their family and friends for financial help in the past 12 months. An election promise to build 30,000 new homes is in trouble. Labor's housing fund is unlikely to pass Parliament before the May budget, with Greens leader Adam Band pushing Labor to up its target and provide more help for renters.
Labor's approach doesn't even touch the sides of the housing crisis. Rents have gone up 7 times faster than wages, and there's nothing in this package that is going to make life easier for renters.
Ex-SAS soldier Oliver Schultz has been granted bail. He's accused of unlawfully killing a civilian in Afghanistan. A judge saying the risk he'll be targeted by Taliban and extremist Islamic inmates is too high. Briefly, the Queensland government could soon limit rent increases to once a year, bringing it into line with New South Wales and Victoria. And Australia's biggest bank and telco have joined forces to crack down on scams. Commonwealth and Telstra will trial a new tool over the next few months they reckon could stop Aussies losing up to $20 million a year.